Trust that you all are doing well.
Amen.
I apologize. I wasn't ready. Didn't have the microphone on or anything on when we started here and opened the eyes of my heart. So, but it's all right. That means we'll get to maybe finish a little earlier. So, praise the Lord Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. How many are happy to be in the house of God? Amen. Amen. God is good. All the time God is good. Amen. Praise the Lord. No matter what happens in our lives, no matter what takes place, God is in control. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. We're just going to go to the Word now, but afterwards I'm going to give the little mission report from our trip, and also add a few other things in there with regards to missions. So you just bear with me here just a moment. Praise the Lord. Amen. If I can, hopefully this will work good. It's not going to be as big as I thought it's going to be. All right. I built this in a different way and it's not working the way I wanted it to. So, oh, there we go. There we go. Yes. Yeah. I felt the anointing coming as it was so. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's just bow our heads before we go to them. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for the opportunity that we have, Father, to open back the pages of your word. And Lord, we just appreciate you. Heavenly Father, just be able to come, Father, have the freedom to come, Lord, to church, Father, and to worship you in spirit and in truth. Lord, a place that we can feast upon your word, on your word as a body, Heavenly Father. And we just thank you, Lord God. We ask, Lord, first and foremost, that you forgive us for all our sins. And Lord, may you cleanse us, Father, from any unrighteousness. Lord, we fail you many times, Lord God, through our thoughts or maybe the things we say, Father, and sometimes the things that we may do, Lord God. But we ask, Father, for forgiveness, Lord, and may you just place it all under the blood, Lord, that it would not hinder, Lord God, the service, and that your people would receive, Lord God Almighty, what you have in store for them, Lord. I set myself aside, Lord Jesus, so that you use my lips, Lord God. And Lord, I pray that you just meet every need amongst us, Lord, and as your word goes forth, Lord God, may you just meet the needs that are there, Heavenly Father. I don't know them, but you know them, Lord God, and we're just, Father God, confident, Lord God, that you are more than able to meet every need, Father. We love you, and we just commit ourselves now into you. Bless those that may be still on their way. Protect them, Father. We just commit the rest of the service into your hands, in Jesus Christ's name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12. We can read along here. If you don't have your Bible there, but Hebrews chapter 12 and started in verse 14. And it says, "Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." You know, sometimes we might be in situations where we can't have peace with people or where peace might not be there, but we try to follow peace as much as, and sometimes that may mean, you know, not having to, maybe just not, just maybe sometimes avoiding them just for the sake of peace. You know, that's sometimes what you have to do, you know, but we usually try to talk things out but sometimes, you know, sometimes people, you just can't, there's no other way to do that but to just leave them alone. But it says follow peace. In other words, seek after it. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Looking diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. See, and then we skip down to verse 25. See that ye refuse not him that speaketh, For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. Whose voice then shook the earth? But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I not only shake the earth, or I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then it continues here saying, wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire. Praise the Lord Jesus. You may be seated this evening. Amen. I'd just like to quickly speak to you about kingdom shaking time. And the question is, will you crumble? Will you crumble, or will the Holy Ghost that you have in you, will it cause you to stand? Amen. How many believe that we're in shaking kingdom time? How many believe that kingdoms around the world are being shaken? And as kingdoms around the world are being shaken, I believe also the bride of Christ is also being shaken too. Amen. We are being shaken. We're feeling the elements all around us. We're feeling the pressures all around us. We're feeling the things that are taking place, not just politically, not just but also definitely spiritually. Amen. Because we are in a shaking kingdom time. Amen. And you and I, we're supposed to be kingdoms. The kingdom of God is supposed to be reigning inside of you and me. Amen. I mean to believe that by the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that is the kingdom of God. Amen. The kingdom of God is not something that you look at, you know, it's not like a faraway kingdom, you know, or something like that. Eventually it will come to that. It will come to a physical kingdom, but it has to be a spiritual kingdom first. Amen. Because those things that you see, that you don't see, amen, usually those are the things that usually stand. Amen. And God, amen, we may not see him physically, amen, but if he's in you, amen, he's powerful enough, amen, to cause a work in your life, amen. And we manifest on the outside what he's doing on the inside, amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. But we know that, and we see that Satan, amen, is moving in the last days that we're living in. And if you don't believe that we're not living in the end time, then you just love the world too much. That's all I got to say. You're just too stuck on the world. We really see the things is falling apart, and I believe that it's causing and it's drawing us, amen, to seek, amen, to long, amen, for that body change, to long for the resurrection of the saints, amen. Those promises of God that we're looking for, amen, that they're just as real, amen, as I'm standing here, amen. Satan might tell you, well, a resurrection of all the saints, the people that you knew are going to come up. And it might sound like a fairy tale, but amen, our head went through it first. Yeah, amen. Amen. And if he came up, amen, those saints are coming up as well. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. So the question is will you crumble in the middle of the shaking? Amen. And I really didn't mean to make this like a video slide. I meant to make it like a, but anyways, it is what it is. So here in Hebrews 12, we just read in verse 28, wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Amen. Praise God. You should be excited, amen, and happy that the fact that the kingdom that you have received inside of you, amen, is eternal. Amen. That's the reason why you have eternal life. Amen. And it's a kingdom that cannot be moved. Praise God. Yes. Amen. That's the reason why it continues to say, let us have grace, amen, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. Amen. We are in the age of grace and double grace. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And I believe that we should show grace, not just us receiving grace, but also show grace to those, if we're supposed to be gracious people. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're supposed to be the most gracious people. Because God has shown double grace to us. And I'm so thankful for that. Amen. The grace that he's shown us. Whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Amen. For our God is a consuming fire. You know, when we were there in Honduras, I spoke to the young people one of the last service that we had there for the youth camp, and I talked to them about the fire of God, amen, and how the fire how it was the priests that would light they would take the fire of God inside the duties of the priest when they would light the seven candlesticks and all that. It had to be the fire of God, amen. It couldn't be their own fire. And it couldn't be strange fire. It had to be the fire of God. And we know that one time Aaron's oldest sons, they lit strange fire. In other words, they did things the way they thought maybe it should be done. Well, God gave us a recipe of how to do certain things, but they did it their own way, and instantly God had to kill them right on the spot. Later on, if you continue reading, it was possible that they were a little tipsy, if you could call it that way. They were drunk. And later in that chapter, the Lord gives commandments to the priests to not be drinking and get drunk before they do their duties. And that's the reason why they were offering, they offered strange fire. So that is why we need to be sober in the hour that we're living in. Amen. Sober-minded and know what you believe and know who the God that you are serving. Amen. Know what you are doing. Amen. And do the things according to his word. Amen. Not do it according to your opinion or add one thing in there and take one thing out. Amen. But do it exactly as God said, and you will see the results that God said you will have. I believe that with all my heart. And so that's why here in Hebrews it says, for in Hebrews verse 29, chapter 12, for our God is a consuming fire. Amen. Amen. I hope he's consumed you. Amen. And I hope he continues to consume you. Amen. Praise God. I want him to consume me. Amen. I don't want to be living. I want him to live through me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we see... we could just go look back in different ages and we can see how the different empires. And I have here that the Roman Empire, it was one of the empires that had expanded themselves worldwide. But one of these are some of the failures that they had. That they did not continue. I mean, I know we know that Rome is still there spiritually. That wound, amen, they came back up again. Overextend, but these were some of the things that the reason why they failed was overextension, corruption, external pressures, and economic troubles led to its decline. Amen. I wonder if we're seeing the same thing in the United States nowadays, where we're heading the same direction. Amen. And I just hope that you and I are not just falling head over heels over this political stuff, because it's leading to the mark of the beast. If believe it or not, is really what it's doing. Amen. This empire was too large to manage, and internal conflicts weakened its foundations. Amen. So they had bickering and fighting and fussing amongst each other. They couldn't fully get along, as what we see here in our political realms today. Amen. Just bickering and fighting amongst each other. And when you're doing that, amen, it weakens you. It weakens you, amen, and it causes you, amen, for those things to be hindrances for you to move forward. So the Roman Empire didn't continue, and they probably thought that empire, that kingdom could never be shaken. Amen. That kingdom would always stand. That kingdom would always be there. We'll always have a Caesar. We'll always have somebody to rule us. But eventually, God is the one who has the final word. Amen. And we know the Roman Empire didn't last. But just think about it. Amen. Corruption and internal conflicts and weakened their foundations. Amen. We also see it in the Persian Empire. from 550 BC to 651 AD. The conquest, it failed because of conquest by the Arabs, internal divisions. Same thing. Internal divisions and economic troubles led to its decline. The empire was weakened by constant wars and regionalism. Amen. In other words, you know, we're not satisfied with just their portion. We want more and more and more and more. And the more you get, the more you want if God is not in it. Amen. So we see that the Persian Empire, they fell the same way. And Babylon, the Babylonian Empire, conquest by the Persians, again, internal divisions and economic troubles led to its decline. And the empire was weakened by constant wars. So I'm so glad that this kingdom we were just reading about, amen, it is an eternal kingdom. And it cannot fall. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's a kingdom that God, amen, established. Amen. And it's a perfect kingdom. Praise the Lord Jesus. It's a kingdom that's the reason why it's so important for you and I to receive the Holy Ghost in this our day. Amen. Praise God. So Brother Branham says here, and this is a little lengthy, but you just bear with me. It says in the message, the fallen apart of the world. Now, over in the book of the Hebrews, we read a while ago, for we receive a kingdom, not receive a creed, not receive a system. We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. The world is fallen apart. And you know, and if you go back and read it in these messages and listen to this message that Brother Branham preached, the fallen apart of the world, or the world is fallen apart, Brother Branham talks about how in that day people were looking for a Messiah. You know, just like in the day of the Jews, during the time of Jesus, they were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for the Messiah to come in and stomp out the Romans, and to bring peace and bring order, the order that they thought things should be, amen, amongst them. And here it was again in the 1960s, and the world yet again was falling apart. And what was the world looking for during that time? And it was Christmas time, usually, when Brother Branham would preach this message. And what were they looking for? They were looking for a Messiah. They were looking for someone to come in and restore peace again and bring things back the way they were back in 2016, 17, 18, 19. And you know we ain't going back to that. God has you here, amen, because he's got to have overcomers in this time. Amen. Things aren't going back pre-2016, 2017, amen. Things are being shaken, amen. Where are you putting your confidence in, amen? Is it the Word of God? Is the Word of God so important to you, amen? Or is the political process much more important to you? Amen. You don't live with those candidates. Neither do I. So you don't know if they're saying one thing out of their mouth and how they live behind the scenes. They all got skeletons in their closet. And they all have allegiances to other things and other people, amen, other than the United States. I'm afraid to say that. This thing is what people think, that there's somebody that's going to come in, amen. But Jesus Christ has already said he is our Messiah, amen. He is our conqueror. He is the one that we need. The problem is that we don't want him, amen. We want our own thing. We want our own flavor of peace. We want our own flavor of joy, amen. When God has given us joy through his word, God provides joy and peace through his word, amen. And that's the kingdom, amen, that you must receive. And that's the only kingdom that will stand. Praise God. So Brother Branham continues saying here, not receive a creed, not receive a system. We receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. The world is falling apart. That's true. And every politician, every denomination, and every church will fall to pieces. Amen. Every. Oh, you say, well, that was just in the 1960s. Every. That's 2024. But we receive a kingdom that cannot be moved. For if they who rejected him who spoke from Mount Sinai and the earth shook beneath his voice, how much more see that you don't reject who? Him, his word, that speaks from heaven, from his kingdom, for we are in a kingdom that cannot be moved. Amen? Amen. How many believe that?
Amen.
Praise the Lord Jesus. We are in a kingdom that cannot be moved, but that kingdom has to be inside of you first. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And I like what he says here, and I put this title at the top, that God made it fragile so it would break. You mean God made it that way so it would break? Yeah. Amen. God made it fragile, amen, so that you can long for something that's stronger. Amen. Praise God. Because when the kingdom of God is inside of you, amen, you long for a true kingdom. Amen. When the true kingdom of God is inside of you, you long for something better than these things out here. Amen. And everything that happens every single day, amen, we're, oh, look at this. I mean, July has been just, look at this here. Look at that there. Look at that here. And everybody, it's all distractions. It's really what it is. And Satan is on a rampage, amen, to try to get you distracted, to try to get you, amen, to hope in someone or something. He will, that man will take care of all this once he gets elected in November. Amen. I've already voted for Christ. Amen. You might vote for the donkey or for the elephant. I'm voting for the lamb. Amen. Praise God. He's the one that's done it all for me. Everything that's outside of that, God sent everything. He made it fragile. Watch. He says he made it fragile so it would break. So it would break. In its fragile condition like that, it's got to break. You know, I say, you know, we know that this earth and we know that the world, amen, is the cosmos. It's some really awesome stuff there that God created, you know, and it's strong, you know, and it's you can just see the hand of God in it. Amen. Brother Branham even said that scientists can't even explain a blade of grass. And so it's the mind of God in order to create these things, and how low can man get to say that there is no God, that there is no intelligence behind the things that we see. And as they're saying that, their own heart is beating, and their blood is pumping through their body, and their brain is functioning, and all the functions in their body that they're not even aware of. And yet they're blaspheming God at the same time.
Amen.
And they have no control of. Praise God.
Amen.
But yet, in all its perfection, the because we know that God created it perfect, but right now the earth and the creation is groaning for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Amen.
That means there's something that's out of cater. Amen. That means that something that they're desiring that was there at one point. Amen. But we are coming to that place. Amen. And so, Peter and different people in the scriptures, they talked about how these elements and all these things, they're going to melt. Amen. And now this world is going to be shaken, and this and everything is going to be burnt with fervent heat. So it's fragile. God created it that way. Amen. But there's coming a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. And I believe that one, amen, is going to represent the kingdom of God that's in you. Amen. Praise God. He made it fragile so it would break. And its fragile condition like that, it's got to break. It's fragile. But remember that we got a kingdom that's solid now. Amen. How many can read that? Maybe that's the words are too jumbled up together. We got a kingdom that's solid now. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You have to have confidence in the Holy Ghost that God gave you. Amen. That it's going to lead you. Amen. To the other side.
Amen.
Amen. That it's going to produce. Amen. What it promised that it would produce. And it's going to finish the work that he started in you. Amen.
Amen.
When everything else falls and gives way. When everything else falls and gives way, no wonder Eddie Perinet said, "On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other grounds is sinking sand." Amen? A kingdom, not a political system, not a political system, not a church, not a denominational system. It all becomes Pharisees and doctors of the devil. Amen? But we receive a kingdom, an eternal king, who is the eternal word, who has eternal life by his eternal word to his eternal people, who has eternal life, and we're partakers of this. Oh my, that's the thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. So it's all eternal life. Amen. Praise God. And the more you read of the word and the more you feed yourself from the word, amen, the more of that eternal life you're partaking in. Amen. The more of that word you're becoming like. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. But if we're getting distracted by other things and we're allowing those things, amen, to feed us, amen, then don't wonder why you're getting upset and why you're on Facebook arguing about politics and how Kamala Harris could be fulfilling that the prophecy, you know, and all that. We don't know that, and so you have to just stay, amen, with what you know. you have to stick with what God didn't show us everything, amen. So you can't affirm every single thing that you see is yeah that's it, and then that's what they were saying about Hillary. And then that's what they were saying again about Kamala back in when Biden got, and so forth. Amen. So we have to, amen, just stick with what the word says. Amen. Stay with what you know. Amen. Stay with what God has given us. And God eventually, amen, will unfold his plan. Praise God. You just roll with it. You just roll with the plan of God and don't let those things worry you. Amen. Because if God wanted you to know exactly who it was, amen, if we were going to have a woman president, then he would have told us. And he would have had a purpose to do so. Amen. But he did not. Not through his prophet. Amen. So it really it wasn't in God's mind to do so. Amen. So it shouldn't be in your mind to wonder, amen, if it is or not. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus. And so if we stick with the word, amen, and stick on those things, amen, it'll take us far. Praise the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm not going to be too long tonight because I also want to give the little report, amen, about Honduras. So Brother Branham continues here. Now, anything that pulls you away from that is wrong. And what is that? That eternal kingdom. Amen. That's what he was talking about, because this is this quote continued. Anything that pulls you away from that is wrong. Anything that pulls you away to go argue on Facebook. Anything that pulls you away, amen, to, you know, they got Trump now almost a Jesus Christ status now. It's sad. It really is a cult, if you think about it. Because you know, and his assassination attempt that really elevated his popularity, and that's what they wanted. That they wanted this reaction. They wanted this, for whatever reason. I don't. But just be careful. I just say be careful. I say it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Stay in the Word. Amen. I'm not Democrat or Republican. Amen. You look more into Trump's life. He's not what he says he is. I'll just tell you that right now. And so you'll easily fall for something. Amen. And then you start leaving the word of God. Amen. And then that thing fails you. And then you realize, what have I done? I did not stay with the word. Amen. It sounds holy, and even if it sounds good and it sounds just right, and amen. But if it does, anything that pulls you away from that kingdom, is wrong, Brother Branham said. Yep. That's a false Messiah, he said. Yep. Right. A false anointing. Amen. Oh, he said the brother had such anointing. What kind of anointing? That's it. Right. Hitler had an anointing too. Amen. Khrushchev's got one also. Pope Pius has one also. What kind of anointing you got? If it's not anointed with this word and vindicate every word to be truth, leave it alone. Amen. I'm not telling you to go not go vote. You know, that's not what Brother Brandon was telling you. Amen. Amen. But if it's leading you, amen, to the wrong thing, amen, leave it alone. There's things in this life, amen, that they might not necessarily be wrong. Not necessarily. Fishing, you know, it's not wrong. Amen. But if it causes you, amen, to miss church, then you're missing the kingdom. Fishing is not wrong. Amen. Other things in life are not wrong. You know that I just speak plain. So I just, amen. There's other things in this life that are not wrong. Amen. But if it's causing you to fail the mark, if it's causing you to pull you away from that kingdom, amen, then it's wrong. Amen. Praise God. So it's what you allow in your life to cause you to change your attitudes towards people, to cause you to change your the way you talk to God and read His Word, and the way you start looking at other people. Because let me tell you, politics divide. It does. The Word unites. Politics divide. And if you're falling in for that trap, amen, of politics, amen, you're becoming just as corrupt and as rotten as Brother Branham said those things are. Right. And don't get mad at me, because Brother Branham was the one who talked about those things first. Yeah. Amen. It's so sad that people are falling for such a disgrace as that, right, thinking that their Messiah, amen, is going to, yeah, their Messiah is going to save them from all this. Amen. When you know, amen, that it's this thing has to fall apart. Amen. Right. Amen. It's got to. Amen. It's time for us to go home. Amen. Right. Praise the Lord Jesus. I want to go home. Amen. Amen. And whatever needs to happen, amen, it's just to fulfill the word of God. Amen. Amen. But I don't want to fall in line, amen, with those same anointings. Amen. Pope Pius had an anointing. Also, what kind of anointing do you have? If it's not anointed with this word and vindicate every word to be truth, leave it alone. Wrong. If it don't produce itself, then it isn't germatized. Amen. Man, it'll show its color. Amen. And I believe that it'll eventually show its color. It's showing its color now. Oh, say, but that was for another age. Amen. We leave that thing alone, Brother Branham said. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You may be saying, you know, well, he was just talking about spiritual things. But again, we go back. If there's something physical that's pulling you away from the spiritual, then leave it alone. Amen. If it's something out here, amen, in the cosmos, amen, that's pulling you away from the spiritual, then it is something spiritual. Yeah. Leave it alone. Right. Amen. You have allowed it in your life to become spiritual. Then leave it alone. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. And so, with this, I'll finish. This is the last slide before we get to the Honduras trip. So when this world falls apart, we are born into a kingdom that cannot fall apart. Amen. I'm so thankful for that. Amen. A kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. So that is why, amen, if you have that kingdom in you, amen, you cannot be shaken. You will be shaken, but you will not crumble. Amen. The pressures will come. And let me tell you, it won't be just one. Amen. There's going to be more pressures personally in your life. They're coming down the road, because God has to shake everything out of us that's not supposed to be there. Amen. That's not part of His Word. He's got to shake it off. Any unbelief, amen, no unbelief will go in. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, we got to have the pressures that we have in life, and the shakings have to come in order for us to be, to be full of that perfect love. Amen. Praise God. So when this world falls apart, we are born into a kingdom that cannot fall apart. You believe the world is falling apart, Brother Branham asks. And this was in 1962. It is more than 50 years ago. Amen. Imagine the things out now. It's really, really, really falling apart. Amen. But young people, amen, you don't lose heart. You know, I've heard young people say, you know, what's the point of continuing to move forward in my, you know, in doing what I want to do and my goals and things like that. Amen. Brother Branham said, just continue planting your potatoes. Continue with your plans. But do it with God in your life. Do it being led by the right thing and by the right influences. Amen. And if God wants to bless that, he will bless it. Amen. If there's, and sometimes we don't know the will of God unless we try. Amen. And in trying, amen, after you've prayed about it, then God will lead you in that, and you'll know exactly if that's what you need to continue doing, or if not. Amen. And so God is sometimes we just have to trust him and have faith. Amen. And just take him by the hand and say, Lord, you lead me because I can't lead myself. You believe the world is falling apart. Its systems are falling apart. Do you believe that? Do you believe the economical systems are falling apart? The political system's falling apart. The national, the UN system is falling apart. The church is falling apart. The denominations are falling apart. Everything is falling apart. Amen. But, I like that, but we got a kingdom that cannot be moved. It's the eternal kingdom of God, and it cannot be moved. Amen. So thankful that we have a hope there that we can lean our shoulder upon. And it's, and my, if I, I'd certainly be a miserable man if I had to put all my trust on Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Kamala Harris. God Almighty, help us. I'm glad that we have the Word of God that we can put our trust in. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's never failed. Amen. That's never had skeletons in its closet. That's never, amen, has ever lied. Amen. But everything else does. Those things never do. The Word of God never does. Amen. Praise the Lord. So thanks to Brother Boyd that we started so early. I was supposed to sing? Oh, my goodness. Okay, then that's why you did it. Well, I apologize, Brother Boyd. I make the song special sheet, and I forget that I put myself in there. Well, it all works out. I'm singing now. Praise God. All right. Well, I appreciate each and every one of you for your prayers on the trip that we took to Honduras. It was a short trip. It was only July 11th through the 15th. And earlier this year, Brother Matthew Watkins there and Brother Jason DeMars there on the far left, they asked me if I could go with them to Honduras to help to be their interpreter. And being that I had already, you know, we've gone several times, and this was their first time going to Honduras. They've been to other places, but not to Honduras. They asked if I wanted to go, and I said sure. So we and it turned out that also it was a perfect timing, because another brother, which is the brother there in the middle, Brother Eli, he's a pastor there that was hosting this youth camp. It was in the same exact time. So it all worked out, and so here we are. And there's Brother Solomon Huffman there on the right as well. Brother Eli there in the middle had invited Brother Solomon to go from Nicaragua. When Brother Solomon usually goes to Nicaragua to minister at the BYC camp that's there, the Spanish one, and so this was his first time in Honduras as well. So it was first time for all of them there. So that is at the camp. So this is, I think this was the day that we got there, sweetheart. This is the day that we got there, and we met up with Brother Eric. You see Brother Eric there on the right. You all know Brother Eric. And so we got there okay around, I guess, around noon. It was just Christine and me that went this time. And we stopped by and got a little coffee. Now, poor Brother Eric. I mean, every time he It's like the devil just constantly fights him. So he was carrying, we were riding in another vehicle with another brother. And he was carrying Brother Matt and Brother his family and Brother Jason in his vehicle. And, of course, you know, he had issues with his vehicle. So when we got to the destination, it was something with the brakes. But there were some other things that had taken place as well while we were heading over there. And thank God that the money that you all gave as a love offering, we were able to help pay for this repair for them and took care of that for him. So he was able to get his vehicle back again. Now, so the youth meetings there at Brother Elise Church in El Cerro de Jamasquiri in Honduras, there was about 230 youth that attended. It was the first youth camp that they had at this church. Now, just a little background of this church. When I first started coming to this, visiting this church at Brother Eli, Brother Eli's the brother that I've worked with to go to Honduras up to a few years ago when I showed you the videos and the pictures of us going up to the mountains, hiking really high. Well, it was him and me that we went. And so he is right now pastoring this church until they get another pastor. So he's there helping them right now. I guess he's kind of like the interim pastor because their pastor had passed away. So it was a small group at the time. And the church was small as well, but they have built onto the church, and we have helped with some funds to help them build a Sunday school area in there at the bottom part of the church, and some other funds that came from other churches. They've helped build a pretty much it's pretty much a brand new place. You know, it's not as nice as we have it here, but it's a lot more room. And they were able to hold their first youth camp. And so 230 youth had attended around. It's what they had that signed up and that showed up. There was others that had signed up, but they did not show up. And overall, we had around 300 people that were in attendance there. If you add the adults that were there helping out as well. So this is me right there on the right interpreting for Brother Jason DeMars on one of the morning services, and my goodness, it was very hot. Every time we'd preach, our shirts would just be sticking to our body. But we made it through. And this is kind of the landscape where we were at up in this is the area where we were at. This area is called El Cerro de Jamasquiri. And here's some more pictures. There's some of the sisters preparing meals, and their kitchen is on the outside. So they were all the whole time just really much preparing meals. That's the Friday night service. The meetings started Thursday, and they went all the way till Sunday. So this meeting there on the left is Brother Matthew Watkins preaching, and I was interpreting there for him, and we certainly had a really, really good service that evening. People are still talking about it. The Lord really spoke, and really, I believe the Lord really met needs there that night, and young people came to the Lord, and just the Lord used Brother Matthew in such a powerful way, and we appreciated that, and for him yielding himself that way. And then here's some of the youth. They're singing a special. This is, I believe, it's different youth from a few different churches. And there we are. They're preaching, interpreting for Brother Matt that same Friday night. And on one of the services during the day, they asked for the ministers to come up. And so the pastors that were there. And this is a picture of us. These are different pastors. So the pastor right here, this brother right here, he drove with his group of young people over 14 hours. And they live out pretty much in the jungles. And that's where they have church. just to be able to be in attendance to this. So God bless them for it. And they were there to support the youth meetings. And his name is Brother Natividad. So that's here's some a shot of some of the young people in one of the morning services. You can see they usually sit them the sisters on the right and the brothers on the left. Most churches they do it that way. All right, on the last service on Sunday, I preached the closing service before the young people left, and that's me preaching. All right. And then there's some more food preparation there on the right. Now, I wanted to say something about these beds here, or these mattresses. These mattresses, let me go back. These little mattresses right there, they keep these mattresses and they use them for all these different youth camps and all these different meetings and things like that, and for a long time, for many years. And they were wearing out. And did we help? We helped with some of the. They needed to have to be upholstered or covered again. And so about 2 or 3 years ago, I believe it was, we, with some funds that were used here from your offerings. You see, some of this stuff you don't know because we use it from your offerings that you give before we leave. And really, I failed to kind of tell you it's exactly what, but this is one of the things. It was over, I think it was over 600 of these mattresses that were redone. And we helped the majority of that to be done, so that they continued to be used for the young people that stay in these youth camps and in ministers' meetings and different things like that. So, here in a moment, I'll show you inside the church, because usually what they end up doing is they end up using the sanctuaries, and it's because of the lack of space. They really don't have anywhere. I mean, they don't have nice facilities like at Bethel and BYC and stuff like that. They got to use what they have. And so they got to use the sanctuary of the church to be able, for example, that was the place where the young man slept on the floor. So they took out all those chairs and every single service. They put all the chairs in, put all the chairs out, and they would use the sanctuary to house the boys to sleep. So there's no other way to do it. So, you know, sometimes you might say, well, you know, you have to be reverent and things like that. But what can you do? God understands. God knows the hearts. So, and then, of course, the sisters, they were housed somewhere else. You know, they have to kind of keep them separate. And but they lay out all these mattresses and they sleep all, a lot of them just sleep all in one room. And so here we are. This is having a meal with us. The brother here on the right, right next to the first sister here on the right, that is Brother Paco. And I know Brother Aaron, he knows Brother Paco. And Brother Paco is their main interpreter there in Honduras. He used to live here in Alabama. And he was there with Homer Longoria. And he had to go back to Honduras, and so God has really used him there, and now he's one of the main missionaries and also the main interpreter there in Honduras. So, but he can't do it all on his own. So they really, it was nice for them to have for him to have the help, you know. And there's in the evening time some of the areas where they sit and have meals. All right, there's some of the sisters, all, you know, just all around, just cooking. All right, this is the sanctuary, and you see how they got the mattresses ready to go That's just some of them. And they clean them up. They clean up, prepare the area, and they just lay down in there, and they just have to do what you know. They don't have a nice shower or anything like that. I wish I had a picture of the shower that they do have. It's like a makeshift thing, just around plastic, and it's really no shower. It's just a bucket, a big 50-gallon drum, and you just pour water on yourself, and that's what they had to do. So, I bet you they if they went to BYC, these young people, they'd be in heaven. Or they went to they just feel like, you know, wow, we got it made, and we're complaining. Why? We took a little break, you know, during one of the services, and the nearby city had a little mall, so we went there, and brother Jason DeMars wanted to pay for a meal, and we were actually at a little Pizza Hut, so pizza isn't something they always eat. So we took him to a little Pizza Hut, and Brother Jason DeMars, he took care of it. So we appreciated that. All right, this is me with Brother Ranieri. Ranieri, he's a pastor there, and if we go to in December, you'll meet Brother Ranieri, Brother Wade, and he is down there in the area near Choluteca, Honduras, and he sends greetings to you all, by the way. All right, so this is the last day, and everybody was leaving, and different pickup trucks had their own little their young people. Some of them driving different hours, and so everybody's packing up and ready to go. And as we were packing up, there was a storm. I don't know if you could see, there was a storm getting ready to come, and some of those young people, I mean, they were in that back, and they were just the ones that we were hauling behind us. And we were only driving about two to three hours. It was about 3 hours. They just got soaking wet. Poor, I felt so bad for them. But the sun quickly came back out again, and they dried up again. So this is the truck, the brother there with the blue shirt. That's Brother Melquito, and he was the brother that was driving us around in different places. And see, these are some of the young people that got drenched back in the back. These are some of the young people that go to Brother Eric's church in Talanga, Honduras. All right, and everybody's saying goodbyes and farewells, and I think I already showed this picture. All right, and so Brother Eric and Sister Rebecca, and there's little Olam. Look, he's got more hair now. But I just want to thank you all for your prayers and your offerings. We were also able to help Brother Eli, the pastor who hosted the meetings. We were able to help and pay for all the food that they used with all the offerings that you gave. So that pretty much was covered. There was also fares for some of the young people and some of the brothers that were coming from far off, like 14 hours and so. They needed bus fares, and we helped pay for that as well. So that was able to be taken care of. And there was something else, and I can't remember. I always have to have my help meet to her. She keeps track of these things. I'm sorry? Yeah, the car repairs, Brother Eric's car, we were able to help out with. Of course, we also gave some money to the brother that was driving us around. He drove a lot. And there was a, and just different miscellaneous expenses. I mean, you just constantly have expenses, yeah. Oh yes. The brother that we stayed, the family that we stayed with, we gave him a little offering as well for having making us stay in his place. But he was a, I'd met him before, but the brother, apparently he had dengue fever the whole time. And he was still working. He was still trying to, you know, just we prayed for him. And I believe about a day or two later, he was able to feel much better. And so he was the first two services he didn't attend, but then the last two he was able to attend. So God answered prayer there. So we were able to give him a little offering for helping us stay in his home. And so that is pretty much the trip in a nutshell. And we just appreciate your prayers. Pray for us, because Lord willing, we're going to be going to Portugal in September. We'll be in Portugal. They're going to have some special meetings. Did you all know that Brother Branham went to Portugal? Most people don't know that. 70 years ago. And so the brother, Brother Marcio de Gama, who's the pastor there, he wanted to hold some meetings to, I guess, in commemoration of 70 years that Brother Branham had been there. And so it's like a three or four day meeting. And he asked me to speak at the opening service. So there's going to be believers from different parts of Europe to be there. And that's going to be September 10th, I believe, through the 15th, if I'm not mistaken, somewhere around there. So you all remember us in your prayers. That's my first time we're going to Europe. I've flown over Europe, but I've never stopped at Europe. So we're looking forward to that. And so you all remember us in your prayers on that. It will definitely be different than Honduras, I can tell you that. But we're looking forward to it. Also there's some other things in store after that. But just remember us in your prayers. Amen. That the Lord would just use us to be a blessing to the people. Amen. And I believe this is it. So let's stand to our feet. I appreciate all your support and your confidence. And, you know, you don't have to give anything. You know, those who gave, thank you very much. And some of you all gave very generously. And I appreciate that. And rest assured that we do all of the best to use everything that we get for the kingdom of God. Amen. Whether it's to give it to somebody or to help pay for their expenses, that's pretty much what we use the money for. And helps us also as well to help pay for daily parking in Atlanta and stuff like that too. Amen. So that all helps out, and we really appreciate it. But most of all, thank you for your prayers. These people, they're so thrilled to know that you take some of your time to go be with them and to help them spiritually, and they're really, really thankful for that. So God bless you all. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity that we have once again to open back the pages of your word. And Lord, we just appreciate what you're doing around the world, Lord God, around the bride of Jesus Christ. Lord, you have a people, Heavenly Father, that you are preparing in the hour that we're living in, Lord. And we realize, Lord God, that Lord, without you, we can do nothing, Lord Jesus. Father God, the world, Father, is looking for their Superman, and they're looking for their Messiah, Lord, and they're looking for someone who they think, Father God, can bring in peace and can rein in things, Lord God, to go back to the way things were. But Lord Jesus, oh Father, you're causing, Father God, you're shaking this thing, Lord God Almighty, to help us to look up, Lord God. Because that's where our redemption is drawing nigh from, Lord God. It's not in the things around us, Lord, because all these things will crumble, Lord. But Lord Jesus, your kingdom cannot be moved. So help us, Father, to stay fixed, Father God, on your kingdom. Help us, Lord God, to stay fixed on your word. And Lord Jesus, we just thank you, Father God, that we have a place of rest, a place that we can lay our head upon, Lord God. And rest, Lord God, knowing that you are in full control. Father God, we love you. We just commit ourselves into your hands now the rest of this evening. And we pray that you bless those that are heading back home. Protect them, Lord God. And Thank you, Lord, for bringing Brother Ryan and his family back safely from travels and the different ones, Lord, that were out traveling. Just continue to be with the ones that are still out, Lord God. Just watch over them and protect them and bring them back safely. We commit ourselves into your hands now in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Brother Wade, I don't know if you had. Okay. Man, go ahead, Brother Paul.
Very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. No more dying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, going to see the King.
I was going to sing another verse, but how many, every heart and mind clear?
Amen.
Amen, praise God. I don't know, but let's just sing something else.
668. Start the chorus.
Since Jesus came into my heart, since Jesus came into my heart, floods of joy o'er my soul like a sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart,
and praise from my wonderful
to.
What a wonderful change in my life has been wrought since Jesus came into my heart. I have light in my soul for which long I have sought since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roll. Since Jesus came into my heart,
I have ceased from my wandering and going astray. Since Jesus came into my heart, and my sins, which were many, all washed away since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like a sea billows roar. Since Jesus came into my heart, I'm possessed of a hope that is steadfast and sure. Since Jesus came into my heart, and no dark clouds of doubt, however they obscure,
since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like the sea billows roar. Since Jesus came into my heart. There's a light in a valley of death now for me. Since Jesus came into my heart. And the gates of a city beyond I can see. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like a sea billows roar. Since Jesus came into.
Amen. Sing that chorus one more time. You may be dismissed.
This Jesus came into my heart. Since Jesus came into my heart. Floods of joy o'er my soul like sea.